Hear insider tips on the best place for a short break or your annual holiday. The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Great Destinations Radio Show.
With Kerry Jones.
Now, this year is Canada's 150th anniversary. So instead of celebrating the usual tourist hotspots like Vancouver or Toronto, how about a visit to one of the country's most remote and beautiful regions? If you enjoy wildlife and peace and quiet, then Yukon could be the place for you. It's located in the upper northwest corner of Canada, close to Alaska. I spoke with Jessica Ruffin from Tourism Yukon, who told me you don't have to travel far to find space for yourself there.
It's about 500,000 square kilometres, roughly, and only 38,000 people in the whole territory.
So why do people visit the Yukon?
The gold rush history that people are fascinated about, sort of the human story behind the migration of 100,000 people to the north in 1898 to find gold near Dawson City.
Visiting Dawson City is like travelling back in time.
There are still no McDonald's or Starbucks. We have dirt streets and wooden sidewalks and that sort of clapboard style of building with the colorful paint. There's still a saloon there where they've got the swinging doors to enter.
And the saloon offers a unique cocktail to try, although you'll need a strong stomach to enjoy it.
That saloon is famous for something called the sour toe cocktail, a preserved human toe in a shot of liquor of your choice. Over 65,000 people have added their name to the official register of the Sour Toe Cocktail Club, and the only rule that goes with it is you can drink it fast, you can drink it slow, but your lips must touch that toe.
I think I'll give that one a miss. There are plenty of other tasty dishes on offer in the territory, though.
Moose sausage, elk meat and bison and things like that. So there does tend to be a bit of a focus on local game meats. But in the summertime, because we're so far north, the sun shines brilliantly. In fact, sometimes up to 24 hours a day. So people here locally have really created a movement in terms of growing their own local produce and picking berries from the forest and making chutneys with them and things like that.
Most people visit the Yukon to take in the wildlife and the breathtaking scenery. Jessica says it changes as you travel around.
It's quite varied, actually. Because we stretch so far from south to north, there's quite a different number of sort of ecological zones. But you've got everything from boreal forest to tundra to rolling hills. And then we've got the highest mountains in Canada with 5 out of the 7 highest mountain peaks in the range in the southwest Yukon.
Yukon has the largest ice field in the world outside of the polar regions.
It's located in our UNESCO heritage site of Kluane National Park in the southwest Yukon. And this ice cap is something that you can actually see if you were to take a flight seeing tour over the mountain peaks. It looks just like an asphalt road. The thickness of the ice is actually about 10 stories high.
Jessica says it's a great place to view the Northern Lights.
But because we're such easy access from Vancouver, it's actually not very difficult to get here to experience that. So we've got everything from wilderness lodges close to town, but far enough away that you really feel like you're away in the woods and you can look up out your window and see the Northern Lights shining. Or you can stay in a hotel downtown and just have a very easy bus transfer to an aurora viewing site, which is equipped with a wood stove, hot campfire, drinks and marshmallows and things like that while you're waiting for the lights to shine, and then transportation back to your hotel after the evening is over.
If you'd like to find out more about Yukon, you can visit travelyukon.com. That website lists activities and accommodation and provides sample itineraries.